No pain.
And can you show them what you couldn't do before? So the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in us.
It's not me. I didn't heal her.
But Jesus Christ loves his daughter, right? So we're going to pray for complete healing. Anybody have leg pain, knee pain, arthritis, any of that stuff? Just wave a hand at us. Yeah. Whoa, we got a few people. All right, so let's just activate your faith. So Jill's going to pray for you because what you receive, you give. She's never done this. She's never done this. She's new, right? But is it her that's healing you? Who's healing you? Jesus. Is it you? Who is it? Jesus. So in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command
all pain.
All arthritis.
To go.
Right now.
Check it out.
So Jill checked it out at the conference. And at the conference, your knees were better, but your feet still hurt. So when I asked her how she felt today, she was like, no pain. And look what I can do. And she did a little dance. Look what I can do that I couldn't do before. So check it out. Anybody have 80% healing or better in their body? Anybody, if you have 80% better in your body, check it out. You want to feel. And you just want to give God the glory by just waving an arm at us. If you feel any pain diminishing, 80% or better. Yeah? Clarice, do you have a testimony? You want it again? Yeah? All right. We got some praying going. Go ahead. Come on. We're just rolling with what Jesus says to do. Amen? So can we give God glory for Jill's testimony? Yay! Isn't Jesus fun? Yeah. Okay, Clarice.
Okay, so the conference was very powerful, and it just feels to me like Joanne Moody imparted something that many of us received, and we're entering into a new chapter of what God has for all of us, and he's lifting all of us up as a church, and praise God for that.
Come on.
Glory to God.
So anybody who wasn't at the conference, can you pray that over them? You guys weren't at the conference, this is for you, right? Even online, if you weren't at the conference, Clarice is going to impart what she received, because we just give it away, right? We're going to want to hold on to it. So go ahead.
Okay, so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're all God's children. We walk in his armor, and we receive his anointing to go out and heal his people. In the name of Jesus, we have that ability. In Jesus' name, we receive it. To his highest glory. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus.
We have.
So, for most of you that don't know, I have a lot of teeth issues with my teeth. Last night I was asleep, and I was up, but I was also still sleeping, and there was like a war going on in my mouth, and it was just the weirdest thing, and I was like, you know what, God, I just want to go to bed, so do whatever you got to do in there and get everything out. And it was just like mouthwash all of my mouth, and I was like,
wow.
All right, and I just went to bed. It was the weirdest, it's crazy, but I don't have as much pain as I did last night this morning, so that helped.
All right, so Lord, lift your hands up to him right now. Lord, say thank you for the pain you took away.
Thank you for the pain you took away.
And the healing you've already done.
And the healing you've already done.
But now I'm asking for more, Lord.
Now I'm asking you for more. Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Complete healing of my mouth and teeth.
Of my mouth and teeth.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Can I brag on Crystal? Last year when she came to the conference, I'm bragging, girl. Last year when she came to the conference, she came in and like as fast as she received, she had to bolt. You know, she was like, I can only take so much of this, you know, because we're a lot and Holy Spirit's powerful. And this year I was like, Crystal, how are you? She said, presence of God is so powerful, I had to just sit down. So I was like, come on, Jesus. So she stayed not only for the whole conference, but came back on Sunday, and now she's testifying. So we're just believing God for total, complete healing.
Yeah. It also took 7 minutes with that lady Jamie of 12 years of birding to just let go of everything.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
And that's 7 minutes with God, 7 minutes in heaven, it was just with her, was just amazing. Not like that. But in general, it really took a lot off me. I've been
Amen.
Just keeping him in me for a long time.
Thank you.
Do you want to, so God took you through Jamie, God took you through some inner healing and some...
I also think that whole mouthwashing was part of that too. What I say from between self-doubt and second-guessing and everything,
Amen.
That's what he was doing last night as well. So
Amen.
It was just, I was like, do whatever you got to do. I just want to go to bed. That's it. Let me go to sleep.
This is a yielded vessel for the Lord. A yielded vessel. You want God to move? Just say whatever you want to do, Lord. I'm ready. I'm ready. So, amen. We bless what God's doing in your
amen.
Life. Yeah, come on. Anybody else? Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
You.
Anybody else want to share what God's been doing here?
All right, Ryan, come on up.
Okay, so while I was away, a few things occurred to me. I have been... Starting with the bat, I've been under shortness of breath and arthritis in my knee. So I've been trying to manage with all that and trying to get the best help I could find. But on the upside, I've been, I got a couple of job interviews lined up and...
Okay.
And I'm hoping that I land one of them this week.
All right. Well, Lord, we just right now, we give you glory and we say thank you that you're going to be with Ryan and he will get the perfect job.
Yeah.
Lord, we just give you the glory for that you open up that door. And Tiff, can you take Ryan and you and Jill, can you lay hands on him and just pray over him and impart the healing that God has blessed you with? So why don't you go with Tiff?
And job
yeah, we just release, Lord, job provision for anyone else who needs it. But we want, like I said, we don't want to take God's glory, because two things happen when God does something. When we testify, we release it in the atmosphere and it can be received. So someone else can say, you know what God did for them, he can do for me. And they can receive it and God can do it. The other thing is, like I said, we don't want to deny him his glory. He deserves all of the glory, all of it. And when we say, oh, well, I'm just thankful, I'll just keep it in, you're denying him of the opportunity to be known to all, to make his name known, that this is who God is. So if God did anything last week in your life during the conference that you haven't shared yet, would you just come on up? We want to capture these testimonies.
Amazing. I just felt the Shekinah glory over me the whole time, and I was just so tired, and I felt the heaviness on me all the way to Monday. I just wanted to be on the couch, and I was so tired the whole time. The whole weekend, and my daughter and Monique felt the same thing. So it was just like this heaviness over us, you know, like his glory. And he was also showing me like about community. Dancing with him together, like he was, it was like going like that. But he's doing something with the community, so I don't know. That's what he showed, like, yeah, like doing something like that together, right? So it's like going in circles, dancing together.
Amen.
Yeah, community
that's
together.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Lord.
The Shekinah glory is that weighty glory. So for anybody who's new to that phrase, it's just that heaviness. Some people, when they feel God, they feel like those goose pimples when you feel God. Some people, you feel electricity. Some people, it just feels like it was described this past weekend as the, you know, when you go for the x-rays of you're getting your teeth and that heavy thing that gets on your chest, that little jacket thing. Some people say it's like that. So that's the Shekinah glory. Sometimes you can feel fire or heat in your hands. Sometimes it's just a wave of peace. So, and sometimes you don't feel anything. Mike doesn't feel anything a lot of times. So it's just how God can move. So we just want to explain that.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else want to testify what God did last week? Some breakthroughs you had in your life? Come on up, Clarice.
Self-confidence confidence has always been kind of low, but now it's like there's confidence because I'm walking as who I am in Christ. And so my walk has changed, at least at work. I know it has, so it's really cool.
Awesome. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we just release more boldness onto Clarice and each one of us here in Jesus' name, that we walk as your sons and daughters, not servants with heads held low, but heads held high in Jesus' name.
I just want to say, if anybody has a problem sleeping, sometimes in the middle of the night I wake up and I either had a bad dream or just couldn't get to sleep for whatever reason. It's then I remember that God's with me and he's there to just help us whenever we ask. I mean, he's always there to hear us. And even last night, I woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and it just was like really fearful, and I said, God, please take my burdens from me. Thank you for supporting me and protecting me while I sleep. And I was able to sleep for the rest of the night. So I mean, you can call on him whenever, and he's always going to be there to answer.
Amen. 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 Rob, come on back up here. I feel like you're supposed to release that in the atmosphere for all of us. Just that same blessing and revelation unto us.
So God's always there for us, and all you have to do is just, God, please take my burdens from me. And
yeah,
I know you're there for me, and I love you, and I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And release that for everybody has that power to be able to do that. And all you have to do is ask.
Yeah.
And he's always there.
So we bless you.
I bless you.
With a heart.
With a heart.
That is willing to ask.
That is willing to ask.
That is hungry for you.
That is hungry for you.
And want you to do these things.
And want you to do these things.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? Come on up, Jenny. I know today's been a little bit different than our normal Sunday service, but we wanted to make sure we give God all glory and honor this week.
I didn't want to share this, and I was supposed to share this Saturday at the conference, but I really didn't get a chance. But when I left the conference on Friday night, I got very attacked. Someone told me off. I fell down the stairs. It was a little crazy. So that night, I continued to get attacked, and the Lord just said, go to sleep, tomorrow's a new day, and I was like really worried and full of anxiety, and I said, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. And the next day, that person apologized to me and was loving to me, and I just give God the glory, that's all.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on up, Jenny, I'm sorry. Come on up one more time, Jenny. You need to release this on over us, a heart that's turned to God. And because of that, you have compassion, able to forgive and move forward instead of holding on to those negative feelings and let them eat you away on the inside. So just release that over us right now.
So I release over this whole entire church compassion and the love of God and forgiveness and just to trust God. In Jesus' name, amen.
An ability to just let go.
An ability to just let go.
Of the untruthful lies.
Of the untruthful lies.
The enemy tells us.
The enemy tells us.
Through people.
Through people.
And receive.
And receive.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
And revelation.
And revelation.
Of who I really am.
Of who I really am.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? All right, well, I want to share one last testimony, and then we're going to kind of close with worship. I want to say thank you to this body. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your faithful giving and being obedient to God. Because last week was made possible by you to be able to bring in Joanne and Agape Freedom Fighters and to do these things. It took prayer, it took effort, it took finances, it took everything. But I'm even going to go back 4 or 5 years ago. Something started. When we began on this journey, God was shifting the atmosphere in this area through this little church. And then we were able to bring in Paul Martini from Global for a Kingdom Foundations conference, first one we've ever did. Little did we know how that was going to change everything because of this church, because of your prayers, your giving, your support, your efforts. Because out of that, the Catholic Church in Middletown has had Paul Martini last year do a healing conference. He's coming back with a team this time at the end of October to the Catholic Church. Last week, again, this is because of the influence of this church and your prayers, your efforts, everything you're doing by being faithful to God. We had somebody, a friend of ours named Jim, came to Friday night conference. He is friends with the priest, the head priest of the Middletown Catholic Church. He went back and told them about Joanne and Agape Freedom Fighters. He brought Father Jeff to the conference we were at this week on Friday, where he met the individuals that we were being ministered to by. And I was at one of the small group meetings with him. All of us were touched by God. Even the Father Jeff was laid on the floor. Joanne and Agape Freedom Fighters have already been invited to come to that Catholic church in Middletown. What God has been continually showing us over the past year, we began a breaking. It took this church to break something in the spirit, because churches and individuals that mocked what God was doing with us and mocked us are now looking to do what they've been watching happening here. So there has literally been a shift in this county. Not that we're trying to fight regional spirits or anything like that, but we're just shifting the atmosphere as we are stay faithful to what God is doing. They're expecting over 500 people at the conference at the Catholic Church in Middletown at the end of October. Okay? A healing conference. Charismatic healing conference. Okay? This is what God is doing because of you. All glory goes to God, but He's doing it through your faithfulness, because of your prayers and your giving. So all I can say is don't stop. Don't stop praying. Don't start seeking. Don't stop giving up. Don't stop supporting, because this is where your offerings, your gifts, your tithes, your prayers, your efforts are all coming into play. We may not see 1,000 people in this church, but we're seeing more than 1,000 people being touched by proxy, so to speak, because the Holy Spirit has been breaking out in Monmouth County. And yesterday, out of the blue, or Friday, we were at one of the sessions at the conference. One of the speakers was praying over pastors from all over the country and the world. There's met people from Russia and South America. And as he was praying, he just said out of the blue, Holy Spirit's telling me to declare this, and I don't know why, but there's a revival coming to New Jersey. Revival fires are coming to New Jersey. It's like, I don't know why I'm even saying this, but this is what the Holy Spirit's telling me. So God is shifting the atmosphere in this state, and it's happening here in this county. So God, we give you glory. God, we give you honor, because this is how we fight our battles, by being faithful, by praying, by worshiping, by supporting. So let's get into that song.
I was going to say that to make it lighthearted, too.